I'd never heard a cat laugh before. I didn't think they could. But that's what Owen was clearly doing. He was behind the big chair in the living room, laughing. It sounded a little like hacking up a fur ball if you could somehow add merriment to the sound. I leaned over the back of the chair. "Okay, cut it out," I said. "You're being mean." He looked up at me, and it seemed as though the expression in his golden eyes was a mix of faux innocence and mirth. "It's not funny," I hissed. Okay, so it was kind of funny. Owen's brother, Hercules, was sitting in the middle of the kitchen floor, wearing boots. Specifically, black and white boots to match his black and white fur in a kitty paw print design with a fleece lining and anti-slip sole. They were a gift from my friend, Maggie. "Stick a paw in it," I said to Owen. "You're not helping." I went back into the kitchen. Hercules gave me a look that was part acute embarrassment and part annoyance. "They are kind of cute," I said. "You have to admit it was a very nice gesture on Maggie's part." That got me a glare that was all venom. "I'll take them off." I crouched down in front of him. He held up one booted paw and I undid the strap. "You're just not a clothes person," I told him. "You're more of an au naturel cat." I heard a noise behind me in the doorway. "And Owen is very sorry he laughed at you, aren't you, Owen?" I added a little extra emphasis to the last words. After a moment's silence, there was a soft meow from the other side of the room. I took the second boot off and Hercules shook one paw and then the other. I stroked the fur on the top of his head. "Maggie was just trying to help," I said. "She knows you don't like getting your feet wet." Hercules was a total wuss about wet feet. He didn't like going out in the rain. He didn't like going out in the snow. He didn't like walking across the grass in heavy dew. Maggie had seen the cat boots online and ordered them. I didn't know how I was going to explain to her that boots just weren't his thing. I stood up, went over to the cupboard to get a handful of kitty crackers, and made a little pile on the floor in front of Herc. "Here," I said, "these'll help." Then I scooped up Owen. I could tell from the way his tail was twitching that he'd been thinking of swiping a cracker. "Leave your brother alone," I warned, carrying him upstairs with me. "Or I'll put those boots on you, and I'll tell Maggie you like them." He made grumbly noises in his throat. I set him on the floor, and he disappeared into my closet to sulk. I pulled on an extra pair of heavy socks, brushed my hair back into a low ponytail, and stuffed my wallet in my pocket. Hercules had eaten the crackers and was carefully grooming his front paws. "I'm going to meet Maggie," I told him, pulling my sweatshirt over my head. "I'll figure out something to tell her." I locked the kitchen door behind me and walked around the side of the house to the truck. My truck. Sometimes I still got the urge to clap my hands and squeal when I saw it. It had started out as a loaner from Harry Taylor Sr., and when I'd managed to retrieve some papers about Harry's daughter's adoption, he'd insisted on giving me the truck. I'd moved to Mayville Heights about a year ago to become head librarian and to oversee the renovations to the library building. Now, we were just a few months away from celebrating the library's centennial. When I moved, I'd sold my car. I'd sold just about everything. Coming to the town was a new beginning for me, a chance to take a break from my flamboyant family and to regroup because Andrew, handsome, charming Andrew, the man I was supposed to spend the rest of my life with, had gotten drunk after we'd had a fight and ended up married to a waitress from a 50s diner. Mayville was small enough that I could walk everywhere I wanted to go. But it was nice not to have to carry two bags of groceries up the hill. And with all the rain we'd had in the past week and all the flooding, I never would have been able to get to the library or a lot of other places without the old truck.